that ragtime. Let's get real low down.
Oh, gosh, what a terribly evil song. Anyway, next I've got something that's... Well, you'll have to use your imagination, really.
Capital
Rock City
begins. Welcome to Capital Rock City number 97 from the Zone.fm. My name is Jeremy from the Zone Afternoon Show. Okay, on Capital Rock City, which I brought back the local music podcast here from Victoria, British Columbia, Canada, I got an email from a man two after episode one, and he said that there needs to be more talk and less rock. So I hope that I will rectify that today because I have a couple interviews with Michelle from Versa and the boys in Currentswell. And I will end the show today, like all CBC talk show style, with my man Nick Blasco from Atomic. He is the man that put on Rifflandia, the Rifflandia Music Festival here in Victoria. So great to chit chat with him at the end of the podcast. Also, I got a message from Adam from Magmazing saying that Mixcloud is a hassle for people. That's normally, I normally put the podcast up on Mixcloud, but maybe you have to have an account or something. So number one, make an account on Mixcloud. But number two, the podcast is available for download as an MP3 from my blog, which you can find at morningaftershow.wordpress.com or real easy at thezone.fm/Jeremy. Cool.
Hello?
Michelle, can you hear me?
Hello?
Michelle, I'm here. Can you hear me, Michelle? Can you hear me?
Let's get started with Versa.
Can you hear me?
I called up Michelle, the trumpet player in the band, to talk about all things Versa.
My name's Michelle. I'm the trumpet player in the Victoria band Versa.
Michelle, from the rock and roll band Versa, please tell me about your record, which is called The Decline and Fall of.
Well, you're holding a record made by my bandmates. It was released last summer in July. It's a bunch of instrumental songs with a couple songs with words in there. And it was made before I joined the band.
So you don't play any trumpet on this record?
No, the EP that we're going to release soon is the first thing that I've done with the band for recording.
Oh, wow. I'm so excited. When might the new Versa EP come out?
Well, we have a date for it. It's going to be November 22nd, which is a Tuesday.
It's going to be so soon.
Yep, soon. Seems weird. We've been working on it like all summer long.
Oh, wow. And then you were saying that you got a show then on November 22nd at Lucky Bar.
That's right. Our EP release show is going to be that day, on the same day that the EP is released.
Will you be putting it on vinyl record, Michelle?
We'll have to talk about that. If people come to the show and we sell enough tickets so that there's a demand, we'll talk about vinyl.
Michelle, I read on the internet a lot that bands are supposed to give their music away for free. Why do you demand money from me, the fan, when you, the artist, are supposed to give it away for free?
We're actually not going to demand money for this EP. It's going to be put up on the website for free.
Then you should put it on record and give it away for free.
Well, that costs us more money than putting it on the internet for free.
All right, Michelle. The song that I was going to play on the podcast, Capital Rock City, is Common Things. You have described it as the most radio-friendly. Why would you say such a thing?
Well, it has words in it, whereas many of our songs do not. I say it's pretty catchy. It keeps the time signatures just down to 4/4, and sometimes we like to mess around with that a little bit. We have a couple songs that are in like 15 and 7 and 3s and stuff like that. So,
really what you're saying is that this is your dumbest song.
No. It's definitely one of our prettiest songs. It's one of my favorites.
Excellent. All right, have a good day.
Thank you.
City from the Zone.fm.
Joined right now by rock and roll band Crenswell. Crenswell, hello.
Hola. Oh.
There's a lot of people to talk to here. You guys got the whole band in here.
Yeah.
What's the Scotty of the rock and roll band Crenswell? What's the story with the briefcase? That was like a special instrument brought in just for this event?
Yeah, we tour with the briefcase, and it definitely has one of the most boss kick drum tones of all time. And that's why we bring it along, really.
Chris, do you like doing it, eh?
It's my grandpa's old briefcase.
So it's like an actual vintage
piece of
musicianship instrument.
Yeah, my mom told me that it was like their first... They bought nice luggage once. It was like, we're buying nice luggage. This is going to be the luggage we have forever. And so...
Now
it's in our van.
to this day, it's still getting use.
Yeah.
It's going to be played on the radio.
Boss kick drum tones.
It was my stool at one point, and then, I don't know.
It was getting messed up.
It was getting messed up, so we don't want the antiques getting messed up because I'm sitting on them every night. But
The song you guys are going to play on the radio is called Too Cold. It's a very pretty song. I think it's a pretty song.
Yeah, oh, no,
it almost sounds
like
romantic at times. What's going on? What's going on with this song?
This song was inspired from Victoria a couple years ago when every year it snows.
Yep.
And one year it snowed, and me and Dave Rizzetlis are from Alberta, and so we're kind of used to the cold. And one year when it snowed, I just walked out, and it's kind of like the city shut down. No one was on the streets driving, but everybody was out at like Beacon Hill and having a good time. And so it's more came from that, you know, how in Victoria it's usually not that cold, but when it is, people enjoy it. And then it's kind of bad because the following year when it did snow, I was a hypocrite and I was like, I'm not going outside. I'm staying inside. This is ridiculous. It's way too cold.
That's what I love about snow days in Victoria is that they're special. Like, people love them.
They cherish them for sure.
Oh, yeah. It's like on the radio, at the radio station, the phone goes crazy.
Just people don't go to work.
The thought of snow, there's like a snow watch, and people are like, oh my God, 4 snowflakes falling in sync. Yeah. And then phone rings, it's snowing on Bear Mountain, and it's getting lower.
Yeah.
It's crazy. People like dig it. Okay, well, let's play a song live on the radio. It's Crenswell doing the song Too Cold about a snow day in Victoria.
Woo. Hot toddies.
Too cold, too cold. Drop below at night. Yeah, we still go outside. Yeah, we still go outside. Yeah, too cold, too cold. And we will not relax. Relaxing just another way for saying that you're getting old. You're getting old. Yeah, you're getting old. Yeah, you're getting old. This it shuts down. Ah, yes, everybody still hanging around. Ah, yes, everybody, you're still not warm. Yeah, you're too cold, too cold. And still refuse our homes. Yeah, refuse our homes. Relaxing just another way for saying that you're getting home. You're getting old. Getting old. Yeah, you're getting old. Oh, where the city shuts down. Ah, you're still hanging around. Ah, yeah, you're still not warm. Still not warm. Our homes are. No, no, you're getting old. No, we're getting cold. Getting old.
too cold. Oh yeah, you're too cold, too cold. I give a wheeze to go outside.
There we go. The rock and roll band is called Current Swell. They are performing this Friday night at the McPherson Playhouse. Still good tickets available?
Yeah, there are still tickets available, but they are definitely selling quick. So get on it, and you can get them online. McPherson.
RMTS.BC.ca.
I didn't catch that. Yeah, anyways.
RMTS.
Check it out. RMTS.BC.ca.
There you go. Right, go to the Current Swell website and then link through.
I'm sure, yeah. And yeah, hope to see you there.
And while you're there, stop in, check out our YouTube page. Go over to Facebook.
What's on the YouTube?
Buy a song, maybe.
What's
song.
On the YouTube page? What's on the YouTube page?
What's not on the YouTube page? And well, one good thing is we got a relatively new video that we kind of made ourselves, like a takeaway show style video of one of the new songs off our new album.
Brad's song. Yeah, done by some great people, Ben Gulliver, some good cinematographers in town, done down on Dallas Road.
Scott, he's not usually a names guy today. He knows the website, he knows the guys' names.
On it!
All right, Kurt, so you guys are rad. Thank you so much for hanging out today.
We love
Thank
the you. Zone.
We love you. DJ Longshanks when he is producing his own music. He's called Monolithium. And I played for you the song I Want Your Love, which is a free download if you find Monolithium on SoundCloud. Easy peasy. Also heard Celebrity Traffic. John Williams is roommates with the keys and programmer for that band. Heard the song Stone Crows. And if you hadn't had a chance yet, you can go on the internet and look for a great video that John Williams did of Celebrity Traffic. I'll make sure I post a link on my blog, thezone.fm/Jeremy, if you want to check it out. Also heard Current Swell performing live on the Zone Afternoon Show, a song called Too Cold, and started with Versa, Common Things, the name of that song. The new Versa EP comes out November 22nd. They have a show at Lucky Bar that night if you want to check it out. All right, let's end the podcast today with my chit-chat with Nick Blasco. He is the principal at Atomic Productions, putting on rock shows in Victoria, and he also puts on the Rifflandia Festival. Tokyo Police Club in the Zone at 91.3. We heard the Wait Up, Boots of Danger, and hanging out right now. It's just... We got a lot of guests in here today. Nick Blasco, Rifflandia, Tom Eek, welcome.
Hello.
You've got some color again, which is great.
Yes.
So now that Rifflandia is done.
Color has returned.
Yes, you get a chance to just kind of calm down and chill out for a
feeling
moment.
Feeling much healthier, yes.
Okay, Rifflandia.
Yes.
Did you make any money or do you need to sell?
Holy smokes.
Do you need to sell your car?
Garage sales.
Mortgage
every
your
Sunday.
Home?
We, you know, it's hard to say. I think it feels good, though. I think it feels good.
Like it
the
feels
dust
like
is still settling. We're definitely, I refer to it as being in the safety zone.
Okay, like you're thinking we'll do it again.
We will definitely be doing it again.
Okay, so there we go.
There's no, there are no... no question marks there.
You're not going to just escape with a briefcase and we'll hear about you living in Venezuela.
If someone
or
finds the briefcase, they can let me know. No. No, cool. We're 2012 is on the brain for
it's
sure.
On.
Oh, yeah.
How much about the future of Rifflandia do you know right now? Like, what do you think 2012 will entail and
oh,
where
my.
Will be some rooms for improvement over
okay.
this season?
Crikey. Tough questions.
We ask real questions here. It's a real radio show.
Well, I think we can expect more of the same. I would like to...
Like more of me DJing at Phillips.
Totally.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
Yeah, in fact, three nights of that.
Let's get that
Let's
out
do
of
that.
Way. Let's get that out of the way.
No, I mean, we want to have a very similar experience to that of this year. Just, you know, the same caliber, if not higher caliber of bands. We want... we pray for weather. Royal Athletic Park was awesome. We need to do everything in our power to be able to go back in there because I think it's a wonderful experience for everyone.
It is an election year, zoners, just so they're
yes,
aware. I would ask, if you go to an all-candidates meeting, everyone's like, blah, 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 please. Be like, what's the deal with Rifflandia 2012? Yeah. Be on record.
Fortin. Who are the Rifflandia parties?
Yeah, yes, yeah. Let's find out who they are.
No, the, it was such a great experience for all of us. It really was. I mean, the team who has been working on Rifflandia for the last 4 years, this was like the ultimate, this was like the pinnacle of the achievement.
Yeah, main Rifflandia people has been pretty core and pretty consistent.
Pretty much for 4 years, the same team. And it's just gotten bigger and bigger, but it's the same decisions we're having to make. There's just a lot more of them. And the planning starts earlier and earlier. And
it's already starting.
It's already started, yeah. There's been, you know, and I will say, I've said this to a lot of people, that this is the first year I know that personally I've come out of this feeling like, you know, obviously exhausted, but fully and completely excited to get to work on the next year. And I say that with, you know, every bit of honesty in me. I feel excited to work on Rifflandia 2012 because I know how awesome it can be.
We talked before that the brochure, the magazine is always huge. Scratch and sniff. That was my idea.
Great idea.
We should
revisit that.
Okay, so Nick.
Yeah.
What was the best part of Rifflandia for you?
Oh, so many.
Like, I know you were wandering around. People could run into you at, like, I ran into you like half a dozen times.
Yeah.
And you were there in the crowd enjoying it.
Yeah.
At times. what were those moments?
Okay. There's so many little moments that I remember that were amazing, and some of them have to do with, you know, having my friends and family there, and, you know, seeing my 12-year-old nephew in the pit for De La Soul, you know, raising the roof when they went on, you know, like those type of moments that are amazing. And but for in the whole experience at the park was, and it's like we talk about the park like it was the only thing that happened, but it wasn't. We had so many other stages going on that were amazing. But obviously, you know, I was pretty much married to the park for the 3 days. So I think the back-to-back stages, the idea that we would have music, you know, one band ending and another one beginning, the fact that we were on time the whole weekend, the fact that the grass was clean, the fact that you could get amazing food and not just, you know, pretzels and hot dogs
food
or whatever.
Food was the best part.
Yeah, I mean, it was unbelievable. So for me, it didn't really hit until like maybe the, you know, halfway through Saturday where all the systems were working. The beer garden was amazing. The VIP area was amazing. The bands were amazing. The production was amazing. Everyone was, you know, enjoying the experience that I sort of was able to relax and enjoy it a bit myself and be able to get out there, see huge smiles on everyone's faces and go, oh, yeah, well, I knew you guys were going to go into Royal Thark Park, but I didn't know it was going to be this big. I didn't know you had a stage like this. I didn't know it was going to be a light show. Like, oh my God.
It was a professional concert.
Is this happening
concert
in Victoria? He's like, yes, it is, and it can, and it will. So,
I mean, after going, I haven't been to a lot of international festivals.
Yeah.
I know you have, and that's where you were able to get a lot of the ideas for Iflandia. Yeah. But from the few I've been to, I almost believe that the people who run Sasquatch should actually send people to Iflandia to do best practices.
Yeah, maybe.
Because there was a lot of things that need improvement at some of these other festivals.
Yeah.
That went right. And for me, it was definitely being able to eat a half-healthy meal.
Yeah.
It was hard to eat junk food at Royal Athletic Park.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
And not that people should be getting destroyed at a rock show, but a $4.50 beer.
Yeah.
That doesn't exist in festivals anywhere.
No, it doesn't.
And it happened in Victoria. So, that was kind of huge.
Yeah, and also, 12 different beers to choose from.
Yeah.
So.
that was a little much, Dan.
I know, it was. Really
okay,
did.
Okay, looking forward to 2012. Do you know yet which bands you will target? Is that too far to say?
I don't want to start any rumors, obviously, but I will say that we will be going after bands that have records coming out. We will go after bands that historically have worked well in Victoria. We will go after some bands that have played the arena. We will go after some bands that have played nightclubs here. Our intention is to have, you know, a good amount of star power in the lineup, but also showcase a lot of new and exciting music that we're known for. So if that is a foggy enough answer, that's where it will stay.
All right.
If you look at who's releasing records next year and who's overdue for records, you know,
those are the bands.
The Killers are overdue. Feist is overdue.
Okay.
You know, these like the types. Vampire Weekend's overdue. There's tons of bands that like have records coming out that we will go after because we believe they should play Rifflandia, but it's still no guarantee.
And I have noticed in the past that pretty much, I wouldn't say every Rifflandia, but especially the later ones that as you've got more popular, you guys are pretty good at finding the bands that have hits on the zone that are those, I would say, you know, they're your depth hitters.
Yeah.
They're your third line centers.
Yep.
And this year it would have been your Colorados.
Absolutely.
Your USSs. The bands that have some hits on the zone that are still coming up, and we don't know what those bands will be next year, but
and it's funny, I was just having that same talk with John. He's like, something, you know, several bands are going to blow our socks off in the next year,
we don't
and
know
we'll have them on Rifflandia.
And we don't know who they are
yet.
We
have no idea who they are.
That's awesome. Nick Blasco from Atomic. A lot of zoners think that the Zone puts on Rifflandia. It's actually Atomic that puts it on, and the Zone is just friends with Atomic, so that's how that operates.
Symbiotic.
Thank you so much, Nick.
Thank you.
That was Nick Blasco from Atomic, also the man that brings us Rifflandia every year, the premier music festival here in Victoria. My name is Jeremy. Thank you for downloading Capital Rock City and listening to episode 97. If you like this show, please tell a friend about it and help spread the word of Capital Rock City. It would be helpful to me and get some people checking out some great local Victoria rock and roll. Till next Tuesday, bye-bye.
Hey, rock on. Okay, bye.
Learn about punk music, punk genres, and punk icons from Jason Lamb.
You know, people like Gandhi, William Wallace, even Joan of Arc, they all had attitudes that were considered pretty punk for their time. They fought for what they believed in. They would not take no for an answer. I think Joan might have even had dyed hair at one time. And Gandhi definitely had a pierced tongue.
The Punk Show, only on TheZone.fm. Brought to you by Old Nick's Emporium, covering moobs since 2001. Jeremy Baker in the Afternoon Zone.
Hi, The Zone.
Hey, Jeremy, that's not a mastodon at the museum, bro.
What is it?
It's a mammoth.
Isn't a mammoth and a mastodon the same thing?
No.
What's a mastodon?
is like way bigger.
A mastodon's way bigger than a woolly mammoth?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you know more about this than I do.
I know my cryptozoology, yo.
Jeremy Baker, weekdays from 2 till 6.
On The Zone at 91.3. I always tell the girls, never take it seriously. If you never take it seriously, you never get hurt. If you never get hurt, you always have fun. And if you ever get lonely, you just go to the record store and visit your friends.